It's pretty safe to say that no one is against better roads, bridges, and other infrastructure. How to fund it is the issue. Amendment 1 would allow oil and gas revenue from the state's rainy day fund to be used for transportation projects. Amendment 2 would fill up something called a state infrastructure bank. Greater New Orleans, Inc. CEO Michael Hecht says there's no question that funding for this stuff should be a priority.
I think that the public, and particularly the business community, has come to realize that just as much as having an adequate and well-trained workforce is critical to future growth, having an adequate and well-funded infrastructure is equally important.
We met at New Orleans Airport. Its new terminal is slated to open in 2017. Hecht says travelers and workers will need to be able to get to it more easily.
But we're going to need a flyover from I-10 to actually get people to the airport without having to drop down on Veterans Boulevard. And then, of course, you get to what people want for new structures. Locally, we have a lot of talk now about light rail. For example, as we have an improved airport coming online, how are folks going to get there from places like downtown New Orleans?
GNO Inc. isn't taking a stance on Amendment 1, the oil and gas funding, but Hecht's group is supporting Amendment 2. That would authorize funds for Louisiana's infrastructure bank. Hecht says other states like Texas and Virginia have had success with this. It's a place to put money that's currently idle and make it available as loans.
Well, right now, it's a bucket looking to be filled up. And so this is about how we can start filling up the bucket by getting an appropriation that the treasurer could then help allocate to local parishes.
Hecht says Amendment 2, for example, could provide a loan to the city of Kenner to build airport roads. Both Amendments 1 and 2 specify that funds be used only for transportation. For WWNO, I'm Lane Kaplan-Levinson.